Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. This is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism, and I'm your host, Vanessa. And yes, I'm back this week. I feel speaking a little clearer, a lot clearer, I should say, a lot more clearer. So, yes, there's been lots of unfoldments cosmically, and again, you may have seen them being played out in your life or in your reality or in your dream time, or maybe just picking up on things because there are no coincidences. So, for anyone who is new to this show is dedicated to Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer of her time, and this show is dedicated to her sacred teachings that she has brought through into physicality and onto the earth, and also her sacred healing modalities that she's brought through and yogas to assist, and obviously the sacred new runes of the Infinite Mother. These are all sacred tools, alchemical tools that help you create a sacred alchemy and white magic in your life to help you shift in your awareness, in your perspective, and in your perception, I should say. And it helps you to maybe transcend old paradigms of existence so you can actually move beyond where you are currently expressing from. And also to assist in cancelling out illusory frequencies in the body, the blocks of sound healing that Almeen uses in her music. It's a balance of black and white light frequencies, and they help cancel out illusory frequencies in the body. And that piece that you just listened to, that musical piece, is called Ampha Pavillon, and that was from the Star Being Race that Almeen received that from. I think that's in her Children of the Sun album. If not, it might be in the Hidden Planets or the Hidden Kingdoms. I'm not 100% sure, but you know, you can check out www.spiritualjourneys.com and have a listen. And you know, you can go through, there's a lot of free things on Almeen's webpage. So if you want to check that out, you are so welcome to do so. As I said, I'm Vanessa, and again, grateful to be here to bring these beautiful updates to you. I was hoping Joanne would be here, but no sign of her yet. So anyway, moving on. Yes. So what has happened in the last coming weeks? My God, I mean, there's been a lot of things that have come up for me in the last couple of days, I have to say. And there's been things Almeen has mentioned that I've been kind of aware of for the last, well, while, put it that way. But I allowed to, obviously, I have to allow to play out because I did some work on it already. And until the actual insights come that we can shift it within ourselves, being the sacred government on the earth through self-work. Sacred government through self-government. And so until I can actually shift it within, I have to allow it to play out until I can actually shift it. So she has addressed many things, and one specific thing that I was aware of for quite a while, but it's obviously come up on a massive cosmic scale at this stage. And I feel that it's something that we really do need to deal with, to be honest, within ourselves. Where we have abandoned ourselves. So anyway, I'm going to basically, I'm not sure if I read this to you last week, but I'm going to kind of maybe give you an update again on that. So how the stuff of the dream blocks the eighth rune library. So it's kind of like you are either a cause or an effect. That's from Almeen, that's a quote from Almeen. The folly of man is that he says he searches for truth. What he searches for is to affirm his already held belief system. So it's like, you know, someone agreeing with you, yes, I am right, you know, and, oh, you're just affirming that you're right. And reality is so incredibly fluid. Anyhow, tomorrow they're featuring on lightworker.co. You are listening to the propaganda of the children. Now, that was quite an interesting post from Almeen, I have to say. If anybody hasn't got lightworker.co, it is worth considering signing up. Anyone who is a beautiful trailblazer, truth seeker, you will find a resonance in a lot of what Almeen is saying, things that maybe you've observed in your reality. You know, things that you're like, why am I doing that? What's that about? You know? So that's when you need to look within and see what's going on with the inner family. So they said here that Almeen has, they said, it's a little fierce, but Almeen had reconsidered posting it, but I asked to share it anyway because anything less outspoken is evidently just enabling the stuff of the dream on this path. Ascension, Nibiru, Illuminati, and other obsolete paradigms promoted by the teachers of humanity. And while such muddying of the waters is nothing new, its negative implications are now more tangible. I'm hoping they've made this public because I want to see if they have. Okay, so it's still on the actual. If you click on that, I think that's public, and you can listen to it. So it's very interesting. It's very deep and quite firm, you know, because you know I feel, and I don't want to misquote Almeen, but those who are following Almeen's teachings. You know, Almeen brings through the most sacred and cutting-edge material on earth, I feel, and this is my truth, and I feel it's resonant, and really it's about us doing the self-work. If something isn't resonating, yes, you can go, hey, this isn't feeling right or whatever, and then we realize there's an insight that we need to get, and when we get the insight, we realize, okay, maybe my inner child was communicating with me to tell me that, you know, we missed something or it just didn't feel right, and that's kind of how the inner child communicates. It's more like, I don't like that for whatever reason. Or so it's, you know, going deeper within. And I feel from what Almeen was saying, when we're saying we're listening to the propaganda of the children, she's saying that we're listening to humanity. And if you are like an original being, like a God being on the earth, and you are doing the sacred government through self-government to lead humanity, into freedom, I suppose, you could put it that way, or, you know, leading yourself to freedom and then, you know, humanity to follow, who knows? But the point of what I'm saying is you really can't listen to, well, how can I say it? I don't know how to actually say it, to be quite honest with you. You can be aware of it, all right, but it doesn't mean that you take advice from someone who thinks they know. And people who have such rigid belief systems in their reality that, you know, if you're expressing from quite an evolved level of awareness, then I feel it's imperative that we, you know, look to ourselves for guidance and self-guidance. And Almeen did bring out a very beautiful sacred tool, the beautiful rune. And you know, you can use those for self-guidance as well, but also looking within. But one thing I'm aware of as well, I mean, if you're working with the public, if you're, you know, working with a lot of humanity, say, for example, each of them have their own perspective and their own truth. And I'm very aware of that, and that's the level of awareness that they're expressing from, and it's fine. But what I'm aware of as well is that instant manifestation. So it's really, I feel imperative what we kind of shift our focus on. But it's very worth listening to. If you can go to Almeen's diary, I would have liked to have uploaded this. You will be able to listen to this one for free. I think that's what I'm feeling. I mean, I can try and play it, but I've no idea what way it will sound if I play it. So, I mean, I could try, but I have to sort that out, actually. So my apologies to you for that. Okay, so moving onwards. I guess what she's saying is, you know, really got to start living it as well, you know. So she went into a week of seclusion. There was an angel god, Ufrav Imvael, responded to Almeen when she asked why she didn't open the information. And it said, it is the eighth and most holy set of runes. It is being withheld because many of the ancient ones that follow this journey disrespect these holy revelations by searching for truth and validation among the teachings of man. This creates alternate realities and delays progress on earth. This journey is for the holy ones that they may receive at a higher level, that which creates a peaceful and sacred future. So I was very grateful to hear that audio from Almeen, to be honest. And so it's very, very, you know, like, kind of wake up, you know, like, what are you doing? But, you know, that's how I perceived it. And, you know, everyone will have perceived it in their own way. So I don't, you know, I just observe it. I'm very grateful for Almeen to, you know, to post it, to be honest. Because if something needs to be said, then it needs to be said. Okay. Then there was other things about someone posted a question. And I mean, there's all these amazing questions that come in through the lightworker.co. And someone, you know, posted about Israel and the inner earth. And she was saying that she had a dream on the 1st of July, July 1st, seeing the Atlantean wheel rotating in a labyrinth, and three mother letters in Hebrew alphabet illuminated. Shin, Aleph, Mem. Shin, Aleph, Mem. And she said that she understood it to mean illumination of consciousness of the womb, then like a flash, a four-pronged shin letter is part of the Telfilin practice, illuminated and unlocked the wheel. So she wanted to know, can you ask Almeen of the significance of this dream? Now, I'm not going to quote Almeen word for word what she said, but she did say that it was connected with, the Jewish people. And, you know, that they had wanted to reconnect with the Jewish people on earth and they wanted to go home. And so there was, you know, a deeper answer to that again. There's other things like disturbances in the ocean. What can we do to neutralize, you know, radioactivity? And so Almeen speaks about Afghan and how that there was offspring from Afghan, and they actually assist in creating like a certain bacteria and plants and stuff like that. And she did mention before that they look quite fierce, but they assist in helping to create these sacred plants that grow to camouflage all of this bacteria, which is really incredible. There was other stuff, addicted to the virtual worlds of humanity. Now, I found this one quite interesting because I saw this being played out in my reality regarding students. I mean, it's not just teenagers. For me, Amin mentions teenagers, but I really feel like it's teenagers and also adults, you know. And then Amin did say that, you know, humanity is in an infantile state. So question was, I also thought that humanity needs help because they cannot tell the difference between the real and not real, because they have been playing lots of video games, many since they have been little children. In the video games, they see the characters like real people. I feel that this can be addressed by empowering them so they can find the way out of that realistic fiction. But how can that be done? Would it be beneficial to find something in ourselves that we can empower? So Amina said there's a very serious core issue that we need to get to because we've abandoned ourselves, and that's why we're seeing it for that. So I've been upset about this for a while. I have to say I've personally been upset about it for a while because, you know, everyone has their own reality, and of course we're creating our own reality and working on changing it, but if need be. And you know, some things have to be played out until you get the insight. But I feel these games, like there are a lot of teenagers who are still totally stuck in the games. And you know what I mean? They're, you know, you have to, I feel you gently have to kind of break them free from when they're ready to, you know, give them a little push kind of, and bring them into the real world, you know, because it's like suddenly it wasn't there and suddenly it's there. It's really strange. Like, say, for example, my workplace, you know, I deal with a lot of people. I work with a lot of, I feel, humans. And so, I mean, you know, I remember I had a guy come into me and he said, "Oh my God, the college has gone completely crazy. It's gone mad." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, everyone is playing this game called Pokemon." And I was like, "What? I mean, I haven't heard of this like for years, you know, and this used to be like a cartoon as far as I was aware. It was a cartoon. It wasn't. And now they made it into this video game and everyone is playing Pokemon." And I asked him to explain what he meant. And he said that they're all like, you know, people are going into private property. They're going into police stations. They're going into, they're walking in shops, or they're going everywhere playing this computer program game on their phone, Pokemon. And I just thought, like, has the world gone mad, or even more mad? You know, I just felt so totally bizarre to me. And, you know, I felt it was obviously massively cosmic and something that I was being shown cosmically as well, obviously. But, you know, the self-abandonment stuff. So I really would love to do some work on that to get to the core, deep core issue as to why that is happening and what we can do to actually... Obviously, I adore nature. I love it. It's a very important part of my expression. I don't feel separation from it. And so I'm totally in love with nature. I feel maybe more so that I need to connect more, even deeper into nature again and go even deeper in depth with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be seeing it. So I would just like to see the area where it is that I've abandoned myself, what part of my expression it is, so I can actually shift it within my being to shift for that. Now, it's not as obvious as it was when I first heard about it, but when I first, I was so shocked, to be honest. I was a bit like, what's happened, you know? Why is this happening? And it was like people of humanity were walking around with this screen in front of their face, and... even though they were walking in physicality, this is the insight I was getting, they were walking in physicality, but they're really not in physicality. Their awareness was in a virtual world. So it was in a virtual world, but their body was walking around in physicality. You know, and I felt like saying, you know, if that thing told you to walk off a cliff, would you walk off the cliff? I mean, come on, you know, it's a game. It's not real, everybody, you know. So I was just quite surprised that there was many different ages actually, you know, doing this kind of thing. And I kind of thought that was a bit, you know, I was obviously aware that my environment was communicating with me. So I'm really very happy that Amin has addressed it. And hopefully we'll do a lot more work on that because, you know, it's something that needs to be addressed. I definitely feel it does. I mean, you know, I'm not going to give it too much more energy, you know, but you had someone from the apparent government saying, this is great, you know, this is great. You know, it's great to get them exercising and da-da-da, but, you know, and then I heard something else. The actual army was connected behind this, and also to do with mind control. So I feel there's many different threads that need to be looked at within this particular thing or theme that's been played out right now. But I'm hoping with the angel, actually, Amin did address mind control. She said that there is an angel, Nich Barinu. And so what you do, and I'd like everyone to hear this, what you do every morning is that you visualize the apple green light exploding from within inside of you, and then you see it spread all over the continent that you're on. And then in the day, you look at it and see that the light is still everywhere. And even though human eyes cannot see it, you bathe the continent in that light, and you do it every day. And with you, you can call that angel god, Nich Barenu, NichBarenu. And you ask that all mind control from inside or outside powers from the population, and for that matter, other kingdoms on the continent, be cleared immediately. And you do it every day with the green light to remove that problem. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. So there's been so much happening, and that's why I feel actually, you know, lightworker.co is an actual gift. So coming up next week on lightworker.co, which I'm very excited about, we have an anatomy of merging. It's so interesting because I've actually started a painting before I did the show, and each moment I'm doing it, it's evolving into something else. And my son is standing beside me, like, oh, mom, it's like this. And I can feel the plant kind of, you know, communicating with me as I'm drawing it. And then it's like the plant being and the wind being, and then it's evolving into something else. And then, you know, my son is saying, mom, it's an anatomy of the angel. It's an anatomy of the angel god. First of all, it was an angel god. And then he's like, now it's like the anatomy of an angel. And then he said, oh, it's an angel god of something else. And I was like, wow, he's kind of profound. He kind of blew me away, you know? And I just thought, wow, this is something. And I'm receiving so much joy and elevated. I feel elevated from this beautiful piece that's coming through. And yet I don't presume to know anything. It's just what I'm picking up on and feeling at that moment. So also, which I'm very excited about, that's coming up on lightworker.co, are equations are the new nutrients. And that's out in September the 4th, September the 3rd, an anatomy of merging. Equations are the new nutrients, September the 4th. And September the 6th, the three mysteries, which I'm interested to hear about that. And enthusiasm for immortality. That's September the 8th. That's very exciting. I'm very excited about it. I'm really looking forward to hearing what it's all about. And hopefully feel it in my environment, in my reality, in my entire being, and see it being played out, or, you know, the infinite working through all beings to give us the messages in our environment, which is really profound when you become aware of that. Also, The Romance of Life, an online art exhibition featuring the works of the seer Amin, is starting on September the 16th, 7 p.m. PST and 10 p.m. EST. So specific standard time, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. EST time. So showing 178 artworks created since Seer Amin's miraculous return from her descent into the lower underworld, accompanied by the artist speaking the 355 mantras of the cosmic year. A truly powerful and transformative experience. I'm very excited about this. Let me just check and see. What else is happening, you know? It's a free admission and space is limited, so you can actually connect that. So it's an online festive event that heralds a three-day Moscow retreat, spiral here, called Messages from the Future. Now, that retreat had to be changed because Amin came back from the future. So it's a webinar room will be created for the art exhibition hosted by Rohir for guests to get acquainted and discuss the artwork. So beautiful artwork, actually, very, very beautiful artwork that Amin does. It's just, I love it. I really do love it. And I see different things in it. Every you know, moment that I look at it, I see different, you know, whatever speaks to me for that moment cosmically. It's an unfolding, living artwork, you know, and with sacred equations and whatever else Amin has put in there that is, you know, helping us make a shift in our perception, in how we express whatever it is that they're representing for that moment. A synopsis of the future, 2020 and beyond. The Messages from the Future event in Moscow will consist both of communications received from the future Amin of 2953 AD and the practical methodology of time travel, which has changed for a resurrected being. All information brought back by Amin pertains to issues and problems that participants will be given the opportunity to shift or damage control now, thereby optimizing the future of planet Earth and its inhabitants. And I will tell you what the themes are. I mean, I would love to be going to this event. hopefully they'll make it into an online course. Okay, the themes will include World War III and the desire to be seen. I'm really interested about that. Mars and the planetary axis shift of 2264. The bird tribes versus the parasites of mind control. When the inner earth opens its doors. Beyond bankers. The coming paradigms of earthly rulers. Third millennium. The one flaw in the golden age on earth. The clearing of the joints is a prerequisite for time travel, and Amin will supply an enhanced protocol towards this end. It includes Saradesi Sattva Yoga, which may well be called the Yoga for Time Travel. Now, this was shifted because it was the Yoga of youth, you know, rejuvenation, which it could still be, but now, because Amin is giving a new protocol for this, it's now the Yoga for Time Travel. Something about my speech. Time travel. So I think that's really interesting, and I'm fascinated to find out more, to be honest with you. So the Messages from the Future, Moscow, September the 30th to October the 2nd, 2016. You can go to spiritualjourneys.com and check it out. You can book it. If you're feeling the pull at all to go there, I recommend going because new retreats are pretty cool and they're incredible. More updates, Beyond Homo Sapiens, Why Amin Travels to the Future. Now this is an audio that I think it was posted in English and Russian, an episode of the Seer podcast from Team Amin discussed the upcoming messages from the future in the Moscow event, and there's, you know, Beyond Homo Sapiens. So what's going to happen when you go beyond Homo sapiens? You know, what are they called? You know, learning time travel. What stops the death of society? Parasites of mind control. World War III, the desire to be seen. Closing paradigms of earthly rulers. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be fascinating, to say the least. You know, I'm with a keen intent, obviously, and you know, I think there's other things that Amin mentioned you'll find out about, like Amin's traveling back from her week, back from the future. She traveled back from her week in seclusion and will be reaching her home in Newport this evening. Her journey into the future was highly successful, and she has gathered a wealth of information on how the future unfolds. She has also found a way to send helpful insights into the future with a time capsule. OMG. Understanding why the societies of man are disintegrating, how the will be cleaned up from radioactivity and other pollution, and seeing the event that quickens humanity into a more evolved species. is but part of the information she has brought back. We, as her support team, have been very excited to be able to work with this groundbreaking information. I mean, that must be incredible. It has given life a whole new meaning to know how the work we're doing is preparing us for a future of grace and peace. Our deep gratitude to Ami for this gift. So, she has here, learn when and how the next global cataclysm of humanity takes place on how to minimize it. Learn the names of the future mass murder dictators. Learn of the miraculous event that causes the newly evolved human Homo admirabilis. Homo admirabilis to replace the Homo sapiens. And when this happens, then learn how to work with the new time travel wheel, discover the emergence of the bird tribes and the gift they bring, and find out about future destiny of the immortal ones, also known as the ancient ones. I'm kind of a bit like, uh-oh, what's that about? So it'll be interesting. So there's an audio, well, there might be an audio. Okay, this is first-time information that will be released during the Moscow, during Get the Message from the Future event in Moscow, September the 30th to October the 2nd, 2016. So part of me is feeling excited about it, but part of me feels a little bit like, oh God, you know, future mass murder dictators. And also the future destiny of the immortal one. So I'm interested to find out what's, you know, occurring and what we can do to shift it within ourselves. Also, because, you know, it is an eternal journey when you start walking this path. It doesn't stop. You don't just go, oh, okay, I've got one insight, that's it now, you know, I'm done. It's actually, it's continuous. Because once you wake up, I feel, once you wake up, there's no going back, and I would never choose to go back. So, because I actually really love this sacred journey, and I feel privileged to be honest, Okay, there's an update about the Lower Underworld Refugee update. What has happened to the refugees from the Lower Underworld? Now, Amin previously mentioned that some were remade, and some went into the inner earth, and they were given a choice to evolve, say. So she says here they were divided into two groups. The less advanced group was dissolved at the beginning of August. The second group was dissolved today. They were given every opportunity to thrive and many blessings, but they spurned it as wrong less valuable than living from fear and addiction. If they were to stay, the next 400 years would be much harder for humanity, like climbing up a hill and dragging a log behind you. How does that appear from our perspective? Many will be written out of the story of life, releasing energy for the rest of humanity. Those who still seem to stay will lose their ability to impact humanity's reality and will eventually disappear like wisps of smoke. There you have it, everybody. So that'll be interesting, to say the least. And on that note, my beloved light family, I am going to say goodnight to you, and I would like to play the Rainmaker from the 18 Elixirs, which cancels out allergies and addictions. And you can get that on Amin's virtual journeys as well. And so I'm going to play it, and I hope you have a beautiful evening. And until next week, with more juicy updates, more insights, hopefully, to share with you. You know, I'd just like to say I have had dreams about the inner earth also, through this unfoldment that Amin is posting through her Lightworkers, you know, .co. So I feel actually, you know, what an incredible way to share in the journey. So, okay, you may not experience it physically, you may experience it in the dream time, but I definitely feel that the inner earth was communicating with me in the dream time, and in different ways it was coming up for me. So I just feel so, so incredibly grateful, and to all of my beloved light family out there, and to the beautiful ones I've yet to meet, and the ones that I've met, I just want you all to know that I am eternally grateful to have connected with each and every one of you. And I'm so grateful for all the work that you do. And thank you so much for your incredible questions that make all of this possible. So until next week, I will connect with you again next week. And my love to you. Enjoy this song called The Rainmaker from the 18 Elixirs of Amin. Good night.
Oh.